92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
The guy on the phone for a second date update today took the girl that he wants to call on a really cool date.
Oh, awesome.
If it was 1982. And then, actually, after reading his email and hearing about his date, I don't even know if it would have been cool in the 80s.
What?
We'll talk to him about that in just a second. But first, his name is Sean. And Sean, before we get into what you did on your date, where'd you meet the girl that you want to call today?
I met her at a bar.
Okay.
She came in with a few friends, and the obnoxious man in our crew broke the ice and opened it right up for me.
Nice. Yeah, you don't sound like the obnoxious person in your crew. You sound like the barely awake person in your crew.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you. I didn't know if he was trying to use sexy voice with us or if you were, like, literally still lying in bed.
Yeah, both.
Oh, okay. Right.
I like him.
So wow. Your buddy opened up the conversation. And what was her name?
Sarah.
Sarah.
Okay.
All right. So tell us a little bit about your first encounter with Sarah.
We just talked a little bit, and the music at the bar was kind of funny. Some was kind of tacky, some was kind of cool, some 80s stuff, some 90s stuff, and we just were just having a laugh and talked a little bit about her work and just sexy Sarah. I could barely stand it, you know?
Yeah, sexy Sarah.
Did you use that voice too when you told her that, didn't you?
I tried.
Oh my God, you sound so creepy to me right now.
No,
like
bro.
If I saw you in a bar and you, I mean, did you really refer to her as sexy Sarah to her face too?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Yeah, you're smart. Okay. You can call her that now.
Thank God.
All right, so you met her at that bar, and let's get to your email about the date you went on, because it was very interesting to me. You went to a vinyl party?
Yeah. Somebody I know, you know, they throw these parties where everyone shows up and everybody brings one record.
Uh-huh.
And there's kind of like a curator or a handler that kind of picks everybody one by one, and they hand over their record. And then they pick a track off of that record. And then at the end of the song, each person kind of tells, you know, like why that song is special or poignant or sappy
okay.
or whatever.
So right. You're a hipster is what you're saying.
I mean, I guess. I mean, my jeans aren't large, if that's an indicator.
Yeah. That actually sounds like a kind of cool party, though, to be honest.
I mean, sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's funny, and sometimes it's super awkward. And I guess that, yeah. I mean, therein lies the humor.
Yeah, okay. So do you go to these things a lot?
I've been to a few.
I
wouldn't say a lot, but yeah, you know, I've seen it.
Okay, so did she have to bring a record herself?
She did, yeah.
And what did she choose? Because that's a lot of pressure, man.
Yeah, she brought a Cyndi Lauper record.
Cool. Whoa.
All right, and you said that they play a song and then they talk about it. What song was hers?
Worst song in the world.
What?
True Colors.
Dude, I love True Colors. How can you not like True Colors? How are you hating on True Colors?
Horrid. Absolutely horrid.
Oh, man.
Did you tell her that?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I was going to say, that might be the reason she's not calling you back. If you're like, God, I'm never bringing you to another vinyl party.
God, first I thought you were creepy, and now I just think you're a jerk for hating on True Colors.
Did she seem to have a good time at the vinyl party?
Yeah, you know, she's, you know, somewhat reserved, but she seemed to have, like she had a good time, and she talked to some people that I know and hung around a little bit, and we hung out for hours. It seemed, you know, it seemed relaxed and casual, and
okay.
she wasn't, like, dancing on the tables or anything, but, you know, she had fun.
Did she judge you as harshly about your pick for your song? Is that maybe what happened?
I'm not sure.
What did you bring?
Rick James, Super Freak.
Super freak. Hey, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Nobody can hate on that.
Yeah, but that's tacky on a first date, man.
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Really?
You're killing me. You're destroying me. It's fun.
Super freak on a first date? I mean, could you be any more obvious of what your message was?
What are you talking about? It's a fun song. It was a huge hit.
Yeah.
It's a party song. It's a dance song. At the very least, two babies were made. At least.
I think so. I think that's actually a fact with that song. Every single time it's played, two babies are made. How did the night end?
She said she was calling an Uber, and, you know, I had my car, so, you know, I didn't drink, and I said, no, you know, let me give you a ride home, and, you know, she wasn't having it. She said, you know, she was polite and said the Uber was around the corner in 2 minutes, and that was that.
Oh.
And so she just left. No kiss, no hug, nothing?
Two pat in the back hug.
Oh,
yeah, that's
right.
Even worse than no hug,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
here you go,
old
buddy.
And to call an Uber before you even tell someone that you're calling an Uber means that you're trying to make a real speedy getaway.
Thanks for reminding me, yes.
Yes, it does. So why do you think she's not calling you back?
I don't know. I mean, it went pretty well, I thought. I mean, I really enjoyed her. I mean, I think she's so damn pretty, and I thought I was being courteous. So, you know, I didn't drink, and you know, I couldn't have been that obnoxious. So I really don't know. You know, I would like to know, but I have no idea.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll play a song. Unfortunately, not on vinyl. It's going to be a digital song. And then we'll come back and get your second date update, all right?
All right.
All right, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Sean is on the phone, and Sean is a super freak. That's right. He's a super freak. Except the only problem with being a super freak is when you don't have somebody to super freak with. So Sean's been home alone in his house, super freaking by himself, which can be fun, but it's way better with a partner. And the girl that he wants to be a super freak partner isn't calling him back. Sean took his date, her name is Sarah, to a vinyl party. The idea of the party is you buy a vinyl record and take it there, and then they play a song from that record, and then everybody listens to you explain why you picked that song. That was Sean's song that he picked, Super Freak. I guess she picked True Colors by Cyndi Lauper.
Awesome song.
Anyway, he thought that he had a great date and she had a good time, except she left early, took an Uber when he offered to give her a ride home, and they ended the evening with just a hug and a pat on the back. So seems like she didn't really enjoy the date with Sean, and we're going to get her on the phone right now and find out if that's true.
Now, Sean, I was a little hard on you in the first part of this.
Yes, you were.
Yeah, I was. But I'm going to give you a chance. Why should Sarah go out with you again?
You should be prepared with that answer. So we're going to do the heavy lifting at the first part when we talk to her and find out if something went wrong and everything else. But eventually that's going to come up in the conversation, Sean. And that's what I want you to be thinking about while we talk to her, okay?
You want to feed me something? I'm drawing a blank there.
You can't think of anything, dude.
Sean.
Tell her that you liked her a lot and you really want to date her and you thought she was a magnificent person. And that should be good, I think.
Put the focus on her. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
If there's nothing you can really draw from yourself, just put it on her, okay?
All right.
All right.
These are two genius man minds at work right now.
Here we go. I'm going to call her right now, okay?
Yeah.
All right, hang on.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Sarah, please?
This is she.
Hey, Sarah, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, what are you calling from?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
You're not familiar with it at all?
No, I don't listen to the radio. Why are you calling?
Well, I'm calling because you recently went on a date with somebody who does listen to the show.
Okay.
And his name is Sean.
Okay.
Okay, and Sean emailed us about you and said that he really had a good time, but he's wondering why you're not answering his phone calls or text messages.
That's weird.
Uh-huh. I agree. It is kind of weird.
I don't really know what you want to know. I guess we just weren't a fit.
You weren't a fit.
Yeah, he's super cute guy, very nice, very charming, engaged in conversation, and just sometimes in life, the timing's off.
I don't really believe you on that one because you called an Uber before you even told him you were going to call an Uber.
Yeah.
Like, that usually indicates something else was going on.
What? How do you know that?
Because he told us.
He told you a lot about our date then.
Yeah, he did. He told us all about it.
I mean, the reason why I called the Uber is there was some stuff that was going on, and I didn't really want to talk with him about it, and I just kind of wanted to excuse myself from the situation, and I just thought that, well, that's what was best.
You mean, like, stuff at the party going on that you didn't like?
It's a little more complicated than that.
Okay.
Do you mind telling us what it is so we can at least let him know? Because he liked you a lot.
So Sean and I had our date set up, and earlier in the day, I had received a text message from my ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
I didn't respond to it. I just kind of let it go by the wayside and wanted to enjoy my time with Sean and getting to know him. And so my song, my favorite song, did he tell you what it was?
He told us.
The New Offer, True Colors.
Yeah.
He
good
told
choice,
us,
girl. Okay. That's all I'm saying. I've got your back on that one.
Yeah. He told us that you the record that you chose to bring was Cyndi Lauper, and the song that you wanted was True Colors. He told us that.
To me, it's just a really great song. It's just, you know, kind of a female anthem of support and really just going after what's important to you in your life. And I'm kind of getting emotional talking about it right now, but it just brought up a lot of emotions, and it made me really kind of think about where I'm at in my life and where I want to go. And my ex just, you know, sent me this lovely text message, and it just, I felt like it was a sign that we were supposed to be together. And,
whoa,
you know, I got a little emotional, so I excused myself. I went to the restroom. I kind of gathered things together, and that's when, you know, I took a deep breath and was like, I don't feel comfortable being here, because it was kind of a weird emotional state. So I called the Uber, and that's kind of when I left. So nothing against Sean. He was very nice, but he's just not the person I'm supposed to be with.
So are you back with your ex?
I am. Yeah, we're back together.
What? Like that?
Oh, wow.
Dude, I'm telling you, that is a powerful song. I have cried many times to it. I haven't run back to any man's arms yet, but I could see how that could happen for you.
Yeah, it was just the confirmation from that song and getting back to my ex. It was just so strong. I couldn't ignore it. I couldn't sweep it under the rug. And I have Sean really to thank for that.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Sean did a nice thing and reminded you of your ex-boyfriend. So now you could go back and be in that relationship and be happy, I guess.
Oh, man.
You know, if you guys do talk to him, if you could pass that along, that would be great, because I do appreciate what meeting him has brought to my life.
Sure. Well, actually, you can thank him yourself, because he's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What do you mean?
I mean, he's on the other line and wants to say hi to you.
He's been listening to this whole thing?
Yep. Sean, are you still there?
Hi. So happy I could rekindle your love.
Look, I am so sorry for not returning your phone call and your text messages. I thought it was inappropriate. I didn't really know how to tell you. But thank you. Honestly, thank you.
That's the worst thank you ever.
I know it's probably not what you want to hear from a girl that you went out on a date with, getting back together with her ex. But had I not had that opportunity to meet you and really kind of had that opportunity to bring a record to this really cool, interesting party that you invited me to, I wouldn't have gotten to the place, you know, to be comfortable and confident in moving back into a relationship with my ex. And we're in a really good place right now.
Of course.
Sean, you should be really happy for her.
Right?
Yeah, I'm super happy. You gotta be kidding me.
God, I bet you love Cyndi Lauper True Colors more than ever before right now, Sean.
I've hated that song so much, and I just have like a new level of dislike for that song.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, really.
At a party, you told me that you really liked it.
Yeah, well, I was lying through my teeth because I really like you. You know, I mean, not to be cheesy, but, you know, I thought we had something. I thought we had a nice time, and, you know, I thought we'd see where it goes. And I was a little bit butthurt you didn't return my text.
Sean, we did. We had a great time, and I don't know any other way to say it, but you're not my guy. You are a great guy.
Hey, thanks. You know, I understand, but just, you know, in the future, you could just return a text, you know?
I think it was pretty nice of her to say that she had a good time, since she spent half the date crying by herself in the bathroom.
Yeah, you know, I have that effect sometimes, you know?
Oh, no!
There you go, Sean. Hey, at least you can take solace in knowing that Sarah is happy.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I never should have taken her to that damn party.
Yeah, if you wouldn't have done that, she might not have realized that she wanted to be back with her ex.
It was meant to be. I mean, it was going to happen eventually, and it kind of worked out in this lovely story the universe wanted to write for us.
Well, Sarah, the universe wants me to ask you if you'll go out with Sean on a second date. We will pay for it. Do you want to go out with Sean again?
She's not even single.
No, thank you.
That'd be the most shocking yes we ever got on a second date update.
For sure.
So you're sure about that? That's a no?
No, but I have some single girlfriends that I think might be a good fit for him.
Hey. Oh, nice. Sean, are you interested in going out with one of Sarah's friends?
Absolutely. You are talking to the OG super freak. When do we start?
Oh, yay. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to set you up. I've got a ton of girlfriends. You met some of them at the bar. But I'll definitely get you guys in contact.
All right. Well, there you go, Sean. It's kind of a successful second date update for you.
I'll take it.
Yeah. And Sarah, just make sure that any girl you set him up with has an ex-boyfriend that she's been thinking about a lot.
No. Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Very good point on the text messages. It says that guy couldn't be a real hipster. A real hipster wouldn't listen to your show. I realize that.
That's true.
It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. If you missed the second date update, that was recorded when Brooke was still here. Jackie is filling in for Brooke. Brooke is out on maternity leave. And Sean wanted to call Sarah. Sean, kind of a hipstery guy. At least he says so, but he listens to this show, so he can't be too much of a hipster. He took her to a vinyl party where everybody listens to records. And then they talk about the songs that they chose for the evening. He chose Super Freak. She chose True Colors. Anyway, she wasn't calling him back because the song reminded her of her ex. And then she called her ex and got back together with her ex and didn't want to go out with him again.
Wow.
And just backfired.
Yeah, well, it didn't really backfire too much because she said that he was a nice guy and she's willing to hook him up with some friends.
Yeah.
So he was into that. So
that's true.
Kind of a successful second date update.
Worked out for everyone for once.
Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show and we will call the person who didn't call you back.
Moving 92.5.